airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
A Pure Component linking spirit and science is a show about life, health, wellness, and mystery. And we have great giveaways too. Tune in to A Pure Component linking spirit and science every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, see us live on facebook.com/A Pure Component.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. You're listening to A Pure Component, where we are bridging science and spirit. Today's show is going to be excellent. I have two colleagues with me, and they are going to be talking with me about hypnotherapy. It's an exciting show, and we're going to also flush the format. So we won't have Tori's story today. We're going to be speaking on the topic of hypnosis. And I'm so excited to have them here today. And we have Dr. Elena. Sorry. Did I say your name right? Of course. You know, of course I did. I'm so sorry. I'm a little bit nervous. I had not been trained on the controls, and I'm still trying to get it. So I'm like double duty in here. And I also have Lauren here with me. And we are going to be talking about the different things that hypnosis can do for you, what it is, and we're going to be debunking the misconceptions about it. First, I'd like to start with the weather. Today is sunny and the high is 71. It's a nice cool day and we have clear, cool evening coming on with cool airs of 47. Enjoy this cool weather because tomorrow the high is going to be 80 and the warmth is coming back. And for those of you who like warm weather, I'm sure that you are cheering this on, but I just absolutely love it when it is cool outside, and fall is my favorite. So before we get started, we're going to break for commercial.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Okay, we're back. And I'd like to introduce my two guests who are actually working as my co-host today. Today, you're getting three professionals on hypnotherapy. And my first guest is, or my first co-host is Dr. Elena. And my second is Lauren. And we are going to be, you know what? Let's start off by letting you introduce yourself. We can start with you, Dr. Elena.
Out of Fairlawn, New Jersey. I see both children, adolescents, and adults. I am actually a retired pediatrician, haven't practiced private pediatrics for 11 years.
Great, thank you. And Lauren, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Glad to. My name is Lauren Cardinal. I am a hypnotherapist and practicing up in Augusta, New Jersey, which is north of Sparta on Route 206, so people have a framework of where that is. I've been doing hypnotherapy since 2011, and I love what I do. Glad to be here, Tori. Thanks for having us.
Great. Thank you for being here. Thank you to both of you for being here. So this show is just laid back, and we're just going to be talking about hypnotherapy. And so the three of us are practitioners, and I just wanted to start by just letting people know what hypnotherapy is. A lot of people ask me, and I'm sure you guys get this question also. People say to me, will you make me quack like a duck?
Right. All the time. Or will you control my mind?
Will you control my mind?
Something to me? Something I don't want to...
Right, exactly. It's so funny when people say that to us, but you know, we're not stage show hypnotists. We are hypnotherapists, and we all actually were trained at the same institution, and we had to put in a lot of hours, 400 to 500 hours, in order to be certified. And what we do is really the only, or you know, one of the only, and particularly in America, schools that teaches us to practice in a way where we're collaborating with our clients. And our clients are very involved. As a matter of fact, we don't even call them clients. We call them co-therapists, because it's a collaboration where they actually are the ones who gives us the input, and we put it together and make it work for them. So you guys can chime in at any time.
And it is the relationship. That's where the power really is. And the idea of working with the individuals to, for them to have their own aha moments, because it's less about what we analyze, what we think. That isn't part of it. It's for them to, for our co-therapists, our clients to be on their own journey of exploration and understanding from within themselves.
Exactly. So what we do is integral hypnotherapy, and it really differs from what you get from a lot of people. So I've had people come to me and say, oh, you know, I have done hypnotherapy before, hypnosis, and it didn't really work, or it worked and it stopped working after a month or two. And I always tell them yes, because most hypnotherapists, or people who practice hypnosis, I guess hypnosis practitioners, what they use is diversion therapy. And we don't use that. We actually use a combination of many therapies, and it's customized to that client.
And you know, one thing that I always like to speak to is that idea you said, when people say, oh, it didn't work, that it is something that's done to someone. Because of the way that we work with our co-therapists, our clients, it is done with. It's not an it. It's a modality that is used with the individual. So it's not done to, it's done with. It's not an it, it's a modality.
And the other thing that I just wanted to add is that we're basically teaching our co-therapists a set of skills, really. Empowering.
Absolutely.
Skills.
Yes.
And so it's very much centered towards them. So they're the ones that are driving the process. We're basically just guiding them.
Exactly.
I often say I'm kind of like a shepherd. I'm just leading my clients to themselves, because so oftentimes we're distracted by the world around us that we're not going within, and that working with hypnosis is the opportunity to go within so that you can find yourself, so to speak.
I totally agree with you. And this is what I think is lacking out there, just the knowledge and the know-how. A lot of people who do stage show, then when they do hypnosis, you know, they can be quite successful, but I think that's the lack, the missing component is making sure that the person is in control. I love it when my clients realize that, wow, I am in control and I can do this. And they have that aha moment and they say to me, wow, I'm so happy I've done this. And, you know, and the style that we use has such a nice large number percentage-wise of success. And for myself anyway, and I'm sure that you guys realize this with your clients also, I can almost really truly say that I have 100%, let's say 99% success, because it's about 93%, but I noticed that the small percentage that's not successful, they're not doing the prescribed work that I give them to do, or they're not following the instructions, mm-hmm. and they admit it to me. Mm-hmm. And so it's mm-hmm. like anything else. If you want to play baseball mm-hmm. and you just stay home and watch the game and then you go and play, you're not going to be as effective or as good as those who are practicing and making sure that they hone in their skills.
Right.
Yeah, it's almost like the emotional desire, that component of the emotional desire, because the more ready you are for that change, the faster you're going to see the results. And with those clients that you've described, maybe there is the opportunity that change is taking place. It's just happening more slowly.
Right. Yes. And that's what I always say too. You know, if you want to have fewer sessions and have more effective sessions, you want to follow the plan. So it will work eventually, but it might take a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I feel like once people actually come in to see us, I would say for the most part, they're ready to make it a commitment. Even children that I work with,
yes.
I mean, I would say that for the most part, they desire a change. They are not happy with something. And so that really plays a huge role.
Exactly. Yes, that's true. So most people will have the desire to change, and that's why they're coming. So you do have the few people. I love when somebody calls me and says, can you do hypnosis on my husband? Well, sure I can, but, right. you know, where's his desire level, right? You know, so do you have people like that that come
in? Oh, my goodness, all the time. Family members, friends, they're like, well, can you hypnotize my daughter to not eat junk food? So the question is, well, does she not want to eat junk food? Because it's not. The process is really driven by the client.
Right, by the client's desire, mm-hmm. by our own desire. So it's just like when they say you can only change when you want to change.
Right.
So that person wants it, that person needs to want to change in order for it to
That's
work.
That's right. And there was I know when I was in the training program at our academy, there was a joke that our director had told, and I think it's kind of a common joke in the therapy world, but he said, how many hypnotherapists does it take to change a light bulb? Well, it only takes one, but the light bulb has to want to change.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's really
right. I remember him saying that, actually.
Do you remember?
I didn't get that one in my class, but I'm sure all the classes are slightly different. But, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
Well, we're going to break for commercial, and we'll be right back after these messages.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Oh,
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, we're back, and we're talking about hypnosis. And right now, what I'd like to do is just give our listeners some input as to what is hypnosis.
Let's each give
our own definition.
Well, over the years, I've been describing it in different ways, but I found that the easiest way for me to describe it, the simplest definition, is really the process of going within, going inward.
That's what it is because it's.
Yes, all of the sounds and things that are out there in this world are there, but we're focusing inward. It's the process of going inward.
Perfect. And Elena?
You know, I always, when I think about hypnosis, I always think about spontaneous hypnosis. And so this is how I explain it to my patients, to my clients. I usually just say, well, has it ever happened to you that you were kind of zoning out? Mm. Like you were at a boring lecture and your mind was just somewhere else where it was really nice and a place that you actually wanted to be, and you're tuning out all the sounds and you're feeling just so very good, so very relaxed. Mm-hmm. This is kind of what it's like, you know? Or I'll tell people, is there any one activity that you really love to do, like gardening? Like for me, for example, it's reading. I really love reading. So when I read, I'm totally absorbed in the story. So if my kids are calling me or something else is happening, I'm pretty much unavailable because I'm just so intensely in it. So, you know, I just tell everyone that I work with that it's kind of like that, actually. You are pretty much aware of everything that's going on, but you're tuning out all the disturbing thoughts, the worry thoughts, and you are just really intensely engaged in this internal process.
It is. It's an altered state. What you're describing, it is an altered state, like when you're doing something that you're so interested in, or when you drive in your car and you get somewhere and you think back to yourself, oh, I don't even remember how I got here. I don't remember the trip driving. That's an altered state. The difference with hypnosis is that we're doing it intentionally. When we're driving or reading, it seems to happen naturally. And with hypnosis, we're doing it intentionally.
Spontaneous hypnosis versus guided hypnosis, which is what we do. So we use this state that is natural and spontaneous for certain purposes, which depend on our cohorts, on our clients.
Exactly.
How would you describe it, Tori?
I love the way that you both described it because that's all part of it. So when you say going within, because when you're in that space that you described, Elena, and you're going within. And so that's why when you say, if you drive something and you automatically you get there and you say to yourself, I don't even remember the drive. And the reason you don't remember the drive is because you're in a light trance, which is what hypnosis is. You go into that light trance and then you can actually, what we call reprogramming our minds. And it's not lying to yourself. I think that's what happens with a lot of hypnosis when people do aversion therapy, for example. You're kind of lying to yourself. And you can't lie to your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind will automatically say, no, this doesn't work. So it might accept it for a bit, but it doesn't accept it all the way for the long haul. And the reason it doesn't is because, let's say if you do that for the purpose of not smoking, and you do stop smoking, and 3 months later you start to smoke again, and the reason is because you can't lie to your subconscious mind. So you're with your friends who smoke, you smell it, and so it's a reminder. You smell it, you're around it, and it's a reminder, and boom, you start to smoke again, and it's because you were being told or programmed that you didn't like smoke, instead of experiencing the dislike or dis-ease of it for yourself. So
sure, and there's an emotional reason people are smoking, whether it's for stress or pick any behavior that somebody wants to change. There is an emotional reason that behavior is there, whether it's a coping mechanism or something else. And until that emotional component is addressed, that need will be there. That with aversion therapy, perhaps it isn't smoking that is used to cope. But then it becomes something else, and then it becomes something else because the emotional part of it needs to be addressed first. Exactly. And once that is, then healthier coping mechanisms, healthier habits and behaviors can be put into place.
Exactly, and that's what we do. We actually work on the whole challenge instead of just saying, okay, now you'll go off and you won't smoke anymore. So I found that what I'm specializing most now in is in athletics. So I have a lot of athletes that come to me, and I love it because I was never the sporty girl. So I used to go to the gym, so I used to work out, you know, like an athlete. So that's my extent of it. And I was a dancer, so I guess that's part of it too. But I love when I get people that I know nothing about the sport and I can still get them to where they want to be. And that's the same thing with medical. I don't have to know every single condition. And because we actually work with their physicians, we really can work with them in the most optimal way.
Yes, and another thing that I just wanted to add, you know, just talking about different levels of trance, as you were talking about before, mm-hmm. a light trance versus a deeper levels. I do have a lot of people actually ask me, well, am I going to remember what's happening?
Yes.
What is exactly going on? Because people have this idea that they won't remember and they're going to go so deep that they won't understand what happens. And so I usually just explain to people that there's different levels of hypnosis. So you can go from a very light, which is the initial level, to a very deep level of hypnosis. There's actually five. At the deepest level, you can actually, people get surgeries without anesthesia.
Exactly.
So you can actually learn to descend so deeply that you won't you necessarily feel, or you may feel, but you won't process it as a pain. And so it's pretty impressive of all the layers in between. However, for our work, people don't need to go deep at all.
That's right.
So they just only need to be in the initial light level of trance, because, you know, and I've had people descend deeper, but they actually feel so good at that point that they don't necessarily want to do work.
Right.
I usually just reassure people and say, you know what? You can be at a very light level of trance, just like you spontaneously are when you're doing mm-hmm. something that you love, just like we were talking about before. And you don't need to go deeper. And in fact, if you do go deeper, I will likely guide you out of it so that we can continue on with our work. So.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's because we want our clients to be in control. So, you know, moving on to debunking, because that's one of the things that people do is they come in and they're like, well, I don't really want to be controlled, or I know what I'm doing. And you certainly do know what you're doing.
And it's funny because when people will come in and say that, or just even in conversations, if people say about mind control, the irony is that I would say 99, because I won't say 100%, but 99% of the time, the people that are coming to us are coming because they feel that they've lost control in some aspect of their lives and they want to get it back.
Absolutely.
So it's not the part of us controlling them, right. It's them accessing the control that they want to have again.
Well, the idea is also a lot of these people that come in, they have their mind just won't be quiet. So they cannot, their mind is just running with all kinds of worrisome thoughts, and they have no idea how to actually stop this so that they can focus on something that they want to do. So,
And I think that's an important point that you're bringing up, and as it relates back to the depth of the trance, because in our society, our minds are running, you know, 7 thoughts at a time or 800 thoughts at a time,
right,
however
Western
you want to describe it, that people, clients will often wonder if the sessions that we've done are beneficial because they do feel like their mind hasn't quieted to the point where they were at a very deep level. And it's in our program, it's discussed frequently that the level of the depth of the trance is not an indicator of the success of the hypnosis.
Exactly.
It's not a what do we call it, that equal relationship.
Exactly. And I also have people who come to me who have practiced different types of deep meditation, and then they say, but, you know, I never felt as relaxed. So they were already in that trance in different parts of their lives, but they always say, you know, wow, I've not felt it quite this way,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool, because I think that's the difference also between doing it yourself, because self-hypnosis is quite effective. But when you go to someone else, to a practitioner, and you have someone else guiding you and doing it for you, there are so many benefits. So my clients, when they come to me and they have had hypnosis before, they learn these benefits, and then they see why, because we have a step-by-step process that we use in order for them to succeed. But it's not really step by step. It's not do 1, 2, 3, 4, because it's also customized to that client.
It's a completely creative process. So I may be thinking, I may be doing one thing with a client, and then in the middle of it, I'm totally stumped and I have to switch gears and just go on with whatever is happening in front of me.
And that also speaks to the control that the client has, because it's not our program, our idea of leading the client anywhere. We're following the client. They are in control, and we help them have better access to themselves.
Exactly. So we really make sure that the client is involved, and that client really is benefiting by this style of hypnotherapy. And, you know, just even working with anything at all, it can be achieved with hypnotherapy. I think hypnotherapy, you know, we kind of skipped a little bit around, so I never said what I thought hypnotherapy was.
Right.
So, but I think it's just basically a form of being self-empowered. And it's a modality that is very misunderstood. And when people decide to do this, because we're usually kind of like at the bottom, you know, people try everything else before they get to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, well, you know what, at this point, let me try this and see if this works, because I've tried everything else. And a lot of people will say to me at the point of, you know, like maybe their fifth session, they say, you know, I really wish I did this first.
Sure. Because the mind is the generator of so much. It's
right.
For everything. And to access your own mind turns on your power. And I did want to mention something. I know it's kind of taking a step back, but in terms of the depth of hypnosis, in terms of following our clients, in terms of clients being concerned of how deep they go, I want to speak also to the training that we've had. And
yes.
There is an opportunity for potential clients to understand that with the 400 or 500 hours of training that we've had, with coaches watching everything that we do to give us feedback, there is more of an opportunity for us to know when our clients are in that place, that altered state that makes sense for them to have the success that they're achieving. That it is the training, and that's where that training that we have comes into play and is so important. And I think there's so many different programs out there, all beneficial, no doubt, but to the level that we have our training, it can provide an additional 2-3 layers of benefit to the client.
Sure, and then we also have to take courses to keep our certification, where a lot of people don't. So I do know another hypnotist, and he told me he took a course, a 2-day course 30 years ago. And he said to me, you know, I don't do it really a lot. I don't find a lot of success. And I think, yeah, well, of course you don't. You took a 2-hour course. I have also taken a course years ago. And when I took this course that we took together, I realized that there was not only great benefit, but it was quite different. And they really prep us to work with our clients so our clients have optimal success. Mm-hmm. And there's a real difference there. And I absolutely love it. I had a client the other day who just at one point started to laugh. And I let her go through her laughing process. And, it was part of the process. And she didn't know why she was laughing. And she couldn't stop for a little bit of a time.
Mm-hmm. Getting those nerves out.
Then that was an indicator to me also to kind of shift gears and go with what's going on with her.
Sure.
So a lot of times when you go to a hypnotist that doesn't really know how to deal with things like that, they may just stop the session. And it's not as effective. But before we go on, we are going to break for another commercial, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Okay, we're back with Hypno Roundtable. We're having a great conversation over here. And I'm back with Dr. Elena and Lauren, and we're talking about debunking the misconceptions about hypnosis. Anybody want to chime in?
Well, I think there are a number of them out there. We tend to think of the Hollywood version of holding
the pendulum,
which is absolutely useful, right. And we can use that. But the idea, and that's where the mind control idea comes in. What I tell my clients is that you can lie just as easily in hypnosis. And in, not under, right. In hypnosis,
yes.
because that implies that control thing. We're under anesthesia, no control. We're in hypnosis, we have control. You can lie just as easily in hypnosis. As we said earlier, you won't talk like a squawk like a chicken or walk like a duck, unless, of course, that's what you want.
Right.
And what else? What are some of the other common misconceptions? What do we speak to? You're always in control. I tell clients if there was a need, they could get up and walk out of the office. Very easily, because of that awareness,
right.
That heightened awareness. It's effortless. It's an effortless state of concentration, but it's a heightened awareness so that you are aware of what's going on. You're just choosing not to participate or pay attention in what's going
exactly.
on around you.
Like the mind chatter that we all have, you know, it's Western, you know, everybody in this part of the world, you know, we have so much things going on. So something else, you know, we're working on a project and we're thinking at the same time, got to get the milk for the kids' breakfast tomorrow, whatever. Mm-hmm. So all of that is just like calm down. And so we're working with the mind to leave that critical portion of it out of the way, to move it out of the way, just not to get rid of it, but to get it out of the way so that we can actually succeed in whatever our challenges, whatever brought us there in the first place. It's right. great. I love hypnosis.
So, you know, I just also wanted to make a distinction that with hypnotherapy, we are targeting subconscious mind,
yes.
which is our deeper mind, versus our conscious mind, which is where we spend majority of our time, which is where we have the chatterbox, which is where we're judging ourselves, which is where all these thoughts of worries are coming in. So, you know, what I usually tell people that I work with, it's kind of like our conscious mind, it's taking a break, just basically sitting on the chair, watching what's happening so that we can actually target our beliefs in our subconscious mind, because that's what drives our behavior.
That's exactly. the programming. And it's the majority of our mind. I mean, if we think of it like an iceberg, you know, we hear that 20% of the iceberg is above the water and 80% is below. Well, that 20% above the water is our conscious mind, the things we do, the to-do lists, the
da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The willpower, too.
And the 80% that is below the water, that's where we work. And that's all of the programming that's driving the behaviors. That's our area. We're like the divers, you know. We go below the water.
And I have come up with a way to describe it to people, an analogy that I made up. And actually, I've been using this analogy, so anyone who has been a student of mine or a client of mine has heard this for the last 20 years. I made it up 20 years ago when I was teaching an esoteric class because I was trying to describe the subconscious mind and what it really does. So think about a 3-year-old little boy. And his father is into baseball. He loves baseball. It's like the best thing since Elvis Presley. And so he's so excited that his son is 3 because he knows that there is going to be little leagues next year and it's summertime and he practices day in and day out with his son. So now there's the first game of the season. His son's in Little League, and he's excited, and his dad's excited, and his dad goes up to the bleachers with the family, and the little boy goes up to bat. And when he's at bat, he does the first one, and he hits, and he swings. And when he swings, strike one! And, okay, no big deal. He kind of shakes it off a little bit, looks at his dad at the bleachers, and then he does it again, and he swings, and then strike two! And then now he's a little more nervous, and he's a little more conscious of what's going on, and as he's in that conscious state, he's looking at his dad, and then he does it one more time. He swings, strike three, you're out! Looks at his dad's face and instantly sees, you know, his dad had a little look of disappointment. And he wasn't truly disappointed at his son. It was just like he really wanted his son to get it. But what his son saw was the disappointment. At this point, his dad goes down and he says, "Don't worry, son, you'll get it next time." And in reality, all the little boy had to do was tilt the bat just a little bit, slightly. But what happened in his subconscious mind is when he saw his dad's face, he said, "I'm so bad at this." And the reality is that this little boy will never be a major league. And he may have been because he just needs to tilt that bat. But what he thought in his head was, "You have to say that you're my dad." And so now that drove his behavior. And so he could never be good at baseball because of that belief that he had in his subconscious mind. So mm-hmm. what we do is we take those beliefs and we allow our clients to use what they know now, the resources they know now as adults, or just
to change the meaning.
To change the meaning.
Because everything only has the meaning that we give it, and there is an opportunity to change that meaning.
It's our perception.
And that's a great way to describe it, Tori. And that initial event was highly emotional for that boy.
Right, which is one of the ways that we program ourselves, are programmed.
That leads to the belief, which drives the behaviors, which gives us the results that we see in our everyday lives. So if we can change the meaning around that emotional event, boom, 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 it's like a chain. And everything is linked, everything is connected. And when one thing changes, everything changes.
Exactly.
And the other thing is, the programming occurs in our childhood without much of our conscious awareness. So we don't develop an ability to filter the information until about 7 or 8 years of age. Or 7 to 11.
Even up to 11, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so, and that's why little kids believe in Santa Claus, and when they get a little bit older, they begin to question it. So up until that point of where we begin to question that the information that's coming at us from our environment, we just get programmed by what we hear, what we see, people's reaction to us. And so a lot of these things are coming from teachers, from parents, from religious leaders, and we have absolutely no control of exactly our programming. However, that is what ends up running our behavior. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult as we become adults to consciously change our programming, because most of the time we're not even aware of the fact that we are holding on to the negative beliefs. All we know is our life is giving us something that we actually don't want. We're not happy with ourselves. We're not happy with our life, but we have no idea why that actually is. Because consciously we really don't understand much. But if we go back and we see, how we grew up, what kind of events have happened, we now as adults don't have to put up with our old programming anymore. We can actually choose to reprogram ourselves.
Right.
And there are always, often, I just want to mention, there are often there are also the positive beliefs that we take from our experiences in childhood.
Yes.
But it's those negative beliefs that limit us and we find challenging, that's why we're seeking help. So working in combination. Let's make them all positive, right?
Also, it depends on the areas, right? So for some people, they feel empowered to become successful leaders. However, in their personal lives, they experience violence.
Sure.
So it's not, it may just depend on the area of your life. The way I describe programming to, or how programming occurs to people that I work with is, for example, a little boy who's, let's say, 5 years old, begins kindergarten, and everybody tells him he's disorganized. His parents tell him he's disorganized. His teachers tell him he's disorganized. And it gets repeated on and on and on. And then after a while, this little boy now takes it on as a belief about him.
Sure, the labels.
Right.
So the labels are detrimental.
That's it.
Even positive labels.
Right.
Even those positive labels. Oh, you're an achiever. You're gifted. Because those can create that pressure.
Absolutely.
That, well, I need to rise to this,
and
rather than
just
letting people be.
I was at someone's home, and this person said to her son, "Oh, you're bad." And I said, "Oh, no, he's really good. You're a good boy. You just did that thing because of whatever, you know." So I just tried to make a conversation out of it also, and he started to listen to me. And I told the mom, I said, it's really crucial what we say to our children, because now he's going to go to kindergarten, and if the teacher tells him he's bad, and then, he's going to live his life with this belief system that he's bad. So it's so crucial what we say to our children, particularly in those first 7 years.
Sure.
And even up to 11 years. I have said before that, when my daughter was younger, if I, when she was in those age ranges, if I told my daughter the sky is pink and everybody else is a liar, she would have believed me because I was her authority figure.
Sure.
And so she would have believed me. And that's not something that's not true to all children. Children tend to believe what their parents say.
Right.
So we have to be really careful how we speak to our children. When my daughter was in kindergarten, first day of school, my approach was, wow, you're going to go to school. You're going to learn. You're going to make new friends. It's going to be so much fun. You're going to get smarter because you're learning. And I remember going on the line, and right in front of me, there was a dad, and he said, okay, son, life is over. Now you have to buckle down. It's going to be hard. You're not going to like this. And I was like, and okay, now I wanted to walk away with my daughter. I was like, I'll let him contaminate his son's belief system. I didn't even want my daughter to hear his belief system, so I walked away. It was awful.
Well, and also keeping in mind, because I know through our training, I found myself questioning practically everything I've done as a parent. What have I done? What have I done? What mistakes have I made? And just to encourage any parents that are listening, that it's okay. I mean, for the things that we say, there really is the intention and the love behind it that really can correct. If we made a mistake, well, what's the majority of the behavior, the majority of the things that you're saying, that's what the child carries through, really. That, yes, we're all going to make those mistakes. It's really what's generally there.
We're all human. And we didn't get the little book that says great parenting, and we didn't have to study it.
Right.
We just had to just go through it. But, you know, just so people understand, there's 5 different ways that people are programmed in their life. And the first is your authority figure, as we talked about, so it's parents, teachers. And then the second is peers. So when they go to school, when the kids go to school, when we went to school, our peers, now we believe whatever, you know, our friends are saying, you know, that's not a cool shirt or dress or whatever. And then, so I don't want to wear that anymore. You know, if somebody else, that was my peer, said that, you know, then maybe I wouldn't want to do that anymore. And then the next way is repetition. And that's when we were talking about, you know, if you keep saying it automatically, it's going to, right. So, so that child that heard, you're unorganized, is now an adult saying, well, I've always been unorganized. Mm-hmm. And that's the belief system.
What's happening.
Yes, right, exactly. Right. And then the other way is meditation and, being, you know, with yourself and just spending that time with yourself and being mindful of what's going on. And the last is hypnosis. Hypnosis is something that we do for ourselves and we do it intentionally. But when someone does hypnosis, that's why I say, you know, self-hypnosis is great. And as a matter of fact, every client that I have, I teach them self-hypnosis so that they can go on and have that success. And I know you guys do the same thing, that you always make sure that they have that component as part of their life now. It's a life learning experience. And, you know, everything that's happened to us was for a reason anyway, and I do truly believe that. So for those of us that did have the parents that were not that positive, we can still be very positive and successful in our lives.
Absolutely. Right. Change, anything is possible.
And, you know, just talking about the parents, there's no such thing as perfect parents, guys.
No.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So we all are just doing the best that we can.
Yes.
And there's always, once we learn something, we can always change, you know, how we do things and what we do. So it's, you know, there's no need to feel any guilt, honestly, whatsoever over, you know, over how you've been parenting your children.
No.
And because as kids get older, as we all understand, everything is a choice. Everything is a choice, and everything is the meaning that we give it. So as our kids get older, it's another opportunity to share with them, well, this did happen, and I can't change that now, but you have a choice of how you want to move through this, how you want to handle your life, because everything is a choice.
Exactly. Everything. And with that, we will break for commercial again.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hi.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
We're back. I can do this all day. Time is running out, so we wanted to talk a little bit about medical hypnosis. So we do have medical hypnosis is one of the things that the three of us practice, and it's so effective. Lauren, I know you had some things you wanted to share with our audience.
Yeah, I think that there's really an opportunity to understand the medical part of it because our minds really play a part of it. If our clients are in the position where they feel like they're doing everything that they can for their body, but they want to get their mind behind it, that's a great, great opportunity for hypnosis. And the mind is the driver of the healing. Very quickly, I'll mention there was an abstract several years ago about a group of monkeys that were trained to raise and lower their blood pressure based on treats, when they got treats. And I immediately go to, if monkeys can do it, what's possible for
right,
us?
Exactly.
And working with cancer or psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis. There are multiple things that we can do with medical hypnotherapy for healing your own body. Because when we think of it, the physicians are so well trained and they know so much, but there are also suggestions that they're giving.
Yes.
This is a very aggressive cancer. It will come back in 6 weeks. Well, that's a suggestion. And it may be based on statistics, I get that, but it is a suggestion and it's up to our clients to decide whether they're going to buy
into that
suggestion
that, yes.
or not, because things are being quote unquote bought and sold all of the time, the suggestions like emotions, and we get to decide. We get to choose what we
right.
buy.
And I agree with that. And that's where that saying ignorance is bliss comes from. But you don't want to be ignorant when it comes to your health. So it's not really an option. We want to know what's going on. And science is really so advanced now. And so we don't want to lock out our physicians. We want to use our physicians.
Absolutely.
And we work with physicians. Dr. Elena, you are a physician.
Right.
So, you know, it's so important not to just, you know, swipe that out
Absolutely.
And say, I'm not going to do that.
It's co-therapy. Well, it's really working in combination.
Right.
Group work, you know, just mm-hmm. like a team, having a team of people that are working with you for your condition really is the best way to do it.
And, you know, it's interesting because in speaking of the physician part of it, we hear a lot of the successes, particularly with cancer, of the immunotherapy.
Yes.
And it's as soon as I heard that expression, I'm thinking, but it's almost like that's what we do with hypnotherapy. It's like we're training our clients to do immunotherapy with themselves.
Yes.
So there are two, I mean, of course, it depends on the comfort level and including the physician. It's a requirement to follow what the physicians are prescribing and suggesting for their patients, our clients. But the operation, I mean, the way it operates is very similar, right?
Right.
Would you say?
The way it works. Yes, exactly.
And I just want to to mention very quickly something. So there was a study that followed two groups of people with chronic pain, right? And one group of people have done really, really well, and another group of people didn't, and they got worse and worse and worse. And the only difference was in how they perceived who is in charge of taking care of their health or helping them. So the group of people who have done really, really well just decided after a while that it's up to them to help themselves to feel better or to go on with all of their normal activities, even though they did have some chronic pain, while as other group of people kept searching for someone to help them. So kept going for more surgeries, kept going, you know. Kept
outside that versus exactly. Inside.
So the difference was that they felt, they didn't feel empowerment or saying, you know what, I am going to help myself heal. They were looking for somebody outside to help them, to heal them, but it doesn't work like this.
It doesn't work that way. And because there's no... you're seeking outside help, and we can actually all heal ourselves. And that's what, when we work with our clients with medical, we help them to heal themselves. So we don't heal them. We help them to heal themselves.
In addition to, I also just wanted to say that Western medicine is very, very important. And
absolutely.
We are not saying that
absolutely
one in lieu of the other. This is complementary. So
exactly.
So Western medicine is extremely important. What we do is we help to empower our clients so that they can, in addition to Western medicine, they can direct their own healing.
Yes, and you know what? We just ran out of time, so I do want you to let us know how everybody can reach you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on the website and on the Facebook site so that you get it, because we ran out of time, so we have to get moving. It was so exciting having you here with me, ladies. Thank you so
much.
Wonderful.
And we'll see you next week.
Yay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Members of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee holding a classified briefing at this hour with the Intel Community's Inspector General about a whistleblower complaint reportedly against President Trump. It reportedly involves a troubling promise a member of the Intel community heard President Trump make to a foreign leader in a telephone call. Philip Mudd is a former CIA and FBI analyst himself. He says he can't understand this.
Can you explain to me, A, why it's the U.S. intelligence community's responsibility to listen to the president of the United States speaking to a foreign leader, and B, why the U.S. intelligence community, under the rules provided by the Democrats in Congress, are responsible to report to the Congress what the president of the United States says?
He was speaking on CNN, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Tropical Depression Imelda pouring rain on southeast Texas, where they've had to close busy Interstate 10 because of flooding.
We've actually seen some reports 15 to 20 inches in those areas, and it is still raining heavily east of Houston.
That's Mark Chouinard of the National Weather Service, which has declared a flooding emergency in several Texas cities, including Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Rose City. Today's the fourth day of the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, now the longest nationwide strike against GM since the 1970s. The strike began at midnight Sunday after the talks broke down. Auto industry analysts say the strike could dent GM's profit by about $50 million a day. A tour bus carrying members of country and gospel singer Josh Turner's crew crashing near Chandon, California, killing one aboard the bus and injuring seven others. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former Trump campaign official wasn't saying much at a Tuesday hearing, but he was speaking out the morning after, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski says the reason he did not answer the bulk of the House Judiciary Committee's questions at a hearing yesterday was that he wanted to follow a request from the White House that privileged conversations not be discussed. Now, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, who chairs the committee, is threatening to hold Lewandowski in contempt of Congress.
I believe that there are very many members on that committee who only care about making sure they're reelected and they can be as far left as possible so they can fend off those primary challenges. And I think Congressman Nadler is one of them in the Upper West Side of New York.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends, the Democratic-controlled committee investigating what it says is possible obstruction and abuse of power by President Trump. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Umberto has reached Category 3 major hurricane strength as it's tracking closer to Bermuda. The powerful hurricane is expected to skirt just north of the islands with rain, wind, and pounding seas. The National Hurricane Center said Umberto is located just north of Bermuda and is moving east with maximum